K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is again. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Game week, baby. Eddie Greer checking in with y'all here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State sports. You're listening to this podcast for the first time. Thank you so much again for checking out the latest edition of this podcast. Game week football. Nichols, Saturday night at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, 6 o'clock, six-ish. Double check all that. We'll talk about that. We'll preview that on the back end of this week. But this is the postcast. Women's soccer last night. And I knew I had a gut feeling coming into this match that that would be a draw. And that's what happened last night. K-State, Nebraska last night. Part of a K-State doubleheader. I've already recorded the women's volleyball win over Campbell yesterday. Go check it out. It's on the feed now. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, I don't know what you're doing. Make sure you go ahead and do that. Yes. So, Case in Nebraska last night. No score. And it ended up being that way. So, heat wave back again. Like I kind of teased a little bit. What was it? Toward the end of yesterday's podcast that, or in the beginning, really, that, if I do decide to race next weekend, it's going to get interesting because it'll feel nowhere near fall. College football's back and everything else like that. College football's back. NFL preseason's done. Things like that. So, yeah, man, it's going to get really interesting. That's going to be really interesting if this temperature does not cool down. Everybody's wanting that fall weather. I said it in the other podcast, EG3 pod, there as well. So this, over 100 degrees. And shout out to the crowd last night. Showing up. K-State Nation showing up. Over 1,000 folks showed up last night at Buzer Family Park despite all that. So, yeah, support is there. Definitely there. So, shout out. That's the girls muchly appreciate that there as well. Yes, K-State's still unbeaten. You still say that. But their first tie of the 2026 season comes last night there. There was a missed opportunity there in the second half there. In a Pagano shot. Was 1/3 into the second half of the game. Just missed there as well. So, but again, you know, it is what it is. But again, K-State, Nebraska, draw last night. Nobody scored in this match. And K-State, I said it a little bit last toward Lena last week. Or this past weekend, somewhere in between that, K-State, if you can get out front, you can control it. Well, they didn't do that, but the defense held serve. Maddie Sibling did what she does, and so did that K-State defense there as well. Let me see. Let me pull up the box score here real quick here on the postcast here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And Nebraska came into Manhattan with two ties already. They leave Manhattan with their third tie. So their record is 2-1-3. And K-State still unbeaten. So you can put it what it is. 4-0-1 now for K-State in 2026. The shots, almost even. But Nebraska had the advantages on the shots there. 15-12. Six of those were on goal for the Lady Cornhuskers. Three of those for your Cats. 6-3. Sibling was fantastic last night there in holding down Nebraska there in the corner kicks. K-State, Nebraska. You look at that at the stats saying Nebraska won this match, which they did not. Nebraska 9-1, the corner kicks offsides. K-State 2-1 there, fouls. K-State, the physicality there, 10-4. There were a couple of yellow cards this game, won by each team. Alessandra Guerrero. Alessandra Guerrero of Nebraska in the first half. And then, of course, K-State's Lily Henderson got one in the second half of this match right here as K-State gets their first, ends up getting their first draw of the season there as well. So here's an interesting stat. Colleen Corbin in this now, 4-4-5 when the game is tied or locked up at 0-0 there as well. Maddie Sibling, 6 saves on a night there. Let me see here. Yeah, Sibling tallied her 4th match as a Wildcat with 5 or more saves. That was last night there. 10th of her collegiate career there. Reese Warrod. And she got nominated for something a couple weeks ago. We didn't acknowledge that. We're going to have to go back. I'm going to have to go back and see what it was. She was nominated for a good award. Not something bad. but Warrod staying in the present here. 46 consecutive start last night there. And she played all the minutes. All the minutes right there as well, alongside Rylan Rintel, Lily Hendrickson, McKinnon Braswell, Maddie Sibling, and Allison Marshall. Allison Marshall had 4 shots on goal last night. Of course, unfortunately, not even one of those did not go in the net there. K-State and Nebraska held to a 0-0 draw, or in this case, 0-0, whatever you want to put there as well. Colleen Corbin, after this match here, again, you know, we talked about this a little bit. Let me get there real quick. We'll get that off there. Okay. The Colleen Corbin, still kind of figuring out her team's identity. Well, we're now 5 matches in, so like that. But anyways, Coach Corbin, last night, quote, "We're just gritty and we have an energy about us top to bottom that the kids believe in and they trust. They put a lot of trust in the staff and each other to just roll with the punches and be adaptable and really pivot on the fly. And our team had to do it that tonight. Nebraska put us under pressure early and caused us some problems in this team a year ago. Panics and responds differently, whereas I really felt like our team rose to the occasion and solved problems. I've talked a lot about adaptability of this group a lot. They continue to show that. They continue to be teachable. They continue to want to find solutions and not talk about the problems. I think that's a big piece of the puzzle right now," end quote there as well. That's very interesting there. Interesting take right there. We'll put a pin on that. But yeah, it's really interesting because, each year, identity of a team is different, right? Example, volleyball, right? Volleyball, veteran team last year, women's volleyball, I'm talking about, and then of course, they went on, obviously, to the NCAA tournament and whatnot. They went in that tournament, which I've said multiple times. Now the women's volleyball team has started this past weekend, right, with a couple of wins, and now they're a young squad, and we found out a little bit more about the women's volleyball team yesterday here, and I think Colleen Corbin finding out more about identity of this year's version. Obviously, last year, get your first winning season. Now, you kind of have your players in a different spot, different type of leadership there. Knows yet, despite all that, you know, you find a way to hang around, and unfortunately, I wish one of those goals would have went in there, but it did not. But hey, you know, you got to figure out. That's interesting because she said last year's team panicked, and probably would agree with that. Now again, I'm not around the team, so all I can go off of, obviously, the scores and what I read on here. So, but yeah, we're 5 games into the K-State women's soccer season, and again, it wasn't until I think around this. Well, I think K-State suffered its first loss on the road last year, and this actually, speaking of which, puts a cap to their homestand. Oh, by the way, so there's that. So, again, K-State's always had a strong defense. Right, so, But yeah, this, the defense is still there. The defense is still there, if not even better than what it is. So, hey, I mean, you can keep the other team out of the net. That's good for you. But the Nebraska slow down this aggressive K-State offense, which has been really, really aggressive early, especially early in matches there. So I said right there, K-State can get up at least a goal and put pressure, I think it's game over. I think it's game over there as well. Maddie Sibley and Allison Marshall did speak after the game. We'll put a hold on that for right now. But again, speaking of road, K-State now, the women's soccer team now, will put their identity to the test. Three games on the road away from Manhattan, Kansas, beginning Thursday against Iowa. So that will be the first test there in the state of Iowa. I was about to say Ames, but no, it's not Ames. So there's that. It's the state of Iowa. So we'll see what happens there. Interesting matchup there. First of three away from Buser Family Park. And that identity is going to be tested for sure. And I say, you know, last year, this is where kind of it all kind of, the road kind of was shaky a little bit. So we'll see. I mean, again, you had the veterans, Rilo and Tal, Maddie Sibley at the net, Allison Marshall, the stir keeper. that name is going to her now there as well. So, but hey, K-State, Nebraska, scoreless. And it ended up being that way. Nothing, nil. Last night to wrap up the weekend for K-State Sports. Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State Sports you can get. We're a podcast found free available daily, which is court K-State content. Yes, sir. K-State, it is game day. Oh, well, game day. Not game day yet. We're a few days away from that. It's game week. Oh, man. You tell how excited I am. Game week is officially here. K-State takes on Nichols to open up the Colin Klein era. Head coach Colin Klein era at Kansas State Saturday night. Looking forward to that. Again, we'll have a preview of that matchup on the back end of this week. You want to be part of this action, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And please, I know we have listeners out there, rate us. That doesn't help us out, but does help out other K-State fans find out more about this podcast. Football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, soccer, all of that. And again, Cross Country had their schedule come out late last week. We'll get into that. And I did start the quarterback, the last positional preview, and then I had to abort that because I had to attend to something else. But yeah, so there's that as well. We got y'all covered all week long, per usual, unless Eddie drops the ball. But yeah, fall sports. You can say now, fall sports is fully in action. So we got you all covered here. So make sure you add us as part of the K-State family, a podcast. And I was going to say something else, now I forgot. Oh yeah, next match, I just said it a few minutes ago, K-State will go on the road for three, beginning Thursday against Iowa. That is the next matchup for the Lady Wildcats on the soccer field. Alex Hayden out there in Encino, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Once again, final score, K-State, Nebraska, scoreless. It ended up being that way to a nothing draw. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports Cats.